Hey, it's Heath Mulliken with the Double Dropkick Show here at the Mid-Atlantic Legends Fan Fest. I'm here with John Andoska, the director of Mid-Atlantic Memories. John, I want to ask you, what got you into wrestling?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. This is awesome. This is really cool. And you guys were awesome enough to be in the film. So, got a bit of a pop, So, especially when we're just talking about, the hard times promo and everything. But to answer your question, what got me into wrestling, I don't really know. There's evidence of me holding a Junkyard Dog action figure when I was 2 years old on a video. I just has always sort of been there. And, I went to film school and I have a business, that I run, doing films and videos and things for various projects. And, I went to FanFest as a fan 1 year and I was so impressed by it. It was so different than any other convention, just, cause there's signings and things, they just do that, but it was more than that. And just seeing the atmosphere and everything. So I decided to try to make a little film, about it. And, Greg Price, the promoter, really took to it and loved it and kind of went from there.
So it's got to be, you've been working on this for at least 3 years, and the world premiere was this weekend, huge crowd, great response. What's that like to, it's got to be scary to put your product out there, something you put your heart and soul into it, but it's got to be gratifying to get the response that it did.
Yeah, I was telling my wife, Abby, because she's seen me work on this thing day and night and just sort of, test it out. Once we get it off the computer, test it out on our TV, just sort of see it in our living room or from my computer, our living room. And then, you're happy with it. It's like one of those things where it's like, it's good or whatever, but it's like you don't really get that validation or stamp until, if you're lucky enough to see something that you do in front of a crowd. A lot of the videos and things that I do, especially for work, I work in the music industry, and a lot of those things just get thrown out on the internet. So it's not even the instant gratification. You don't even really know. You read comments. I'm sure you guys know, comments, people maybe are less than flattering with their comments on the internet. But anyway, it was so cool to see, like you said, you guys got a pop, seeing them pop for Ole, and he was in the room. Jeez. I mean, right before, I went on and gave the introduction to the film, I wasn't even really aware of it, and they came over and whispered to me, Ollie's here, Jim Cornette's here, all these guys were, actually there to watch the film. So besides, that alone was cool, but then, to see it with the huge crowd, there had to be about 400 people or so at least in there, just to see the reaction. There were people, crying during the end part. We could hear it. People told me afterwards they were, it was such a great moment, like you said, to be working on this thing for so long and to finally have that, to get there, see the response and hear it firsthand was really something special.
And listen, if you missed out on the world premiere, you can go to NWALegends.com. You can buy the DVD. Highly recommend it, not just because Mark and I are in it, but because it's an amazing film. I mean, it captured, you said the other night, John, that a lot of the Mid-Atlantic stuff was before your time. But if you grew up in the late 70s, early 80s, man, this just captures so well just the spirit and the feel of that era of wrestling. So one of the big things, and you mentioned it, the Hard Times promo, and one of the greatest, I mean, I'm Mr. Hyperbole, but one of the greatest things in the history of the internet was the promo theater where you got a guy to do Morgan Freeman doing the Hard Times promo. What in the world gave you that idea, and how did that come together?
So I was, I was trying to start a podcast and a website of my own, and the website was going to be just, I thought there should be something about the network that's not just a review, but just I don't know, I always like to look at the lighter side of wrestling. There's so much negative stuff about the product today, and there's a lot of stuff I don't like about it, but I just tend to not be critical. I'm still watching it. I love it. We enjoy it. We're all wrestling fans. I like to look at maybe the stuff that, again, maybe almost curate things in a way where, okay, maybe people who aren't fan. I've been a fan my whole life, but my buddy Quaylen, who's helped out with the film, he's sort of a newer fan. So he's always asking me, what's a what's the best SummerSlam,
yeah,
or whatever it is, you know, or the Starrcade, I've heard about that. What, you know, tell me maybe what's a good one to start with, or get War Games, you know? Right. So I wanted it to be something where it's like, we could kind of curate for fans and, you know, people could share what they love about the network. Yeah. Anyway, so that was the idea that I had. And then I was thinking, it would be a great way to sort of get the word out about that, yeah, in sort of a viral way. And the idea was just sort of like, I guess the Hard Times promo specifically was the first one that we did. And it, for some reason, like, if you, I was somewhere on some website and I was just reading the words.
Yeah.
And it read to me like, for some reason, it clicked in my head, like, it read like a Morgan Freeman. It just read like it was like a, it's like the voice of God in a way. Just like, just, it was like this thing. And I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if you recontextualize these promos and did them in a different, completely different context.
Right.
So literally got a Morgan Freeman impersonator to say the exact words.
Yeah.
So like, you know, everything down to the daddies and all that. And then put the music, like the Shawshank kind of music behind it, like that kind of whole thing. And then like it like, I guess when you see it all together, and I made a little video too with it, so you can see the textile workers, you see the unemployment lines, you see all that stuff, and the auto workers and everything. So it was just one of those things where it just occurred to me to do that. And one of the cool things, one of the other ones that we did was the Kane Dewey promo,
right.
The Cactus Shack Kane Dewey promo from ECW, doing that in the style of Arnold Schwarzenegger. So Kane Dewey, and then like we made like a movie poster, like it was Kane Dewey, and it said like the tagline I came up with was two words sealed their fate. So it was like, you know, Arnold was pissed that, you know, they wanted to, you know, but anyway, one of the great things about that got a great response too, and it was cool. I got to know Mick Foley. I did a film with him on his website about his comedy career. So getting to work with him, you know, we stayed in touch, and I got to meet up with him, and I showed it to him before I put it out or anything, and he just loved it. And like, in fact, like he put out the Dusty, like he was tweeting it out and everything, the Dusty promo too. But it was really cool to see the actual guy,
right?
Like, you know, give his stamp of approval and like laugh. I mean, I was playing it for him. He's laughing his ass off right in front of me. So
that's funny. So where can people go online to see your work, to connect with you, and just find out some more of the projects that you're working on?
Well, the best place is jpavideo.com. That's for my company, JPA Entertainment. And that's, you know, I have a lot of other stuff going on. There's other films and things I'm working on. And like I said, I primarily work in the music industry. I work with, Universal Records and like different, so doing projects for people, for artists and things like that, so people can always stay up to date with that on there. And you know, like I said, there's the Mick Foley thing. I think a lot of wrestling fans would enjoy that and seeing him in his comedy career. He's a great guy. And there's a couple other wrestling related projects. Did something with Jimmy Hart. Yeah. In fact, this weekend I was able to perform with him on stage, which was really cool, doing a whole music thing. So we'd have like it's kind of a shoot interview / film where he talks, the twist is like he talks only about the music.
Right.
Because he's, you know, written so many good songs, including Dusty's American Dream and those kind of things. And so, you know, I actually, Jimmy doesn't, you know, quite play piano. He's more of the, you know, the melody guy and like putting this stuff together. But like, you know, but in terms of playing piano, I was accompanying him and he sang. So he sang Macho Man and Liz's, you know, wedding song together that he wrote. And like, so, and I'm playing piano with him. It was really cool to, geez, this guy was in the Gentry's. They had a million seller back in the 60s.
Yeah.
So to be able to be on stage with that guy, and again, growing up and you know, being a fan of his my whole life, that was really special too. So
yeah, he was always great. So that's JPA Video. You need to go check that out. John is a very talented individual. It has been great getting to know him. We met him the day we did the interview for Mid-Atlantic Memories, and you know, hoping to just continue the friendship. I know we'll see him at future Fan Fest and probably maybe WrestleMania. Who knows where we'll be.
I hope so.
John, thanks so much for being on the Double Dropkick Show. And like I said, guys, go check his stuff out.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.